Some of the songs that we have sung this morning describe beautifully the subject that's on my heart. The song we just sang, "Each Step I Take, My Savior Goes Before Me. And with His loving hand, He leads the way." God leads us many times in our lives. Sometimes we don't follow the leadership of the Spirit of God, but God does lead us. He guides us. Another song that we sang was, "Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, guide me." That's a plea from that songwriter that God would guide him. And as we sang that song, we were praying, "God, guide me. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak." We are weak. "I am weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me with thy powerful hand." And then we sang, "He leadeth me. He leadeth me. O blessed thought, O words with heavenly comfort fraught." God leads His people. God led the children of Israel out of Egyptian bondage. God led them through the wilderness. God led them into the land of Canaan. God blessed them abundantly as He was leading them. And God will lead us. The Bible says, "As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." And I pray that God will help us as God does lead us, that we would take heed to His leading. Sometimes God leads us and we don't follow His leadership. So we need to pray, "God, help me to follow Your leadership." And in fact, the main thought that's on my heart this morning is that we need to be asking God every day of our lives. We need to be praying for God to lead us. If you will, turn in your Bibles this morning. We'd like to read from Psalm chapter 5, the fifth psalm. Just read, I encourage you to read, go home and read the entire psalm, but for the sake of time, we'll just read the eighth verse. Psalm 5, in verse 8, there's a prayer going on here. The Word of God says in Psalm 5 and verse 8, Psalm 5 and verse 8, David says, "Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face." Lead me. Lead me, O Lord, and make thy way straight before my face. We need to know clearly what God would have us to do. We need to be led by God every day of our lives. One of the problems that we sometimes have is that when we are in trouble, all of a sudden, we want God to lead us. So many times in our lives, we go along and we're not paying attention to God. We're not following God. We're not following God's Word. We're not following God's way. But when we need God, when we realize we've got a big decision to make, then we'll run to God and ask God to lead us in that decision. I want to say that most of the time that we have not been following the leadership of the Spirit of God day by day, most of the time God is not going to lead us in those times of desperation. When we go running to Him all of a sudden, most of the times we're going to be led by another spirit. Because we haven't been following the leadership of the Spirit of God, because we haven't been close to God, we can't tell the difference sometimes between the Spirit of God and the spirit of the devil. You can feel led to do all kinds of things. The devil will lead you, and God will lead you. The devil will speak to you, and the devil will tell you to do all kinds of things that are not in the will of God. So the only way that you're going to be sure that you're being led by God, in fact, you have this promise in Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 6, you have this wonderful promise, "In all thy ways, in all thy ways," you see, not just when you need help, not just when you need leadership that you recognize, but in Proverbs 3, 6, the Word of God says, "In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths." God has promised that when you, in all your ways, acknowledge Him, then when you need special leadership, He said, He will direct your path. So if you want God to always be leading you every day of your life, you need to be praying like David did right here in Psalm 5 and verse 8 when he says, lead me. That's the two main words that are on my heart today, is that we need to be praying every day. When I get up, I need to be praying, Lord, lead me. Lead me. David says, lead me, O Lord. In the last part of that verse, he says, make thy way straight before my face. I need to see your way. God's way is a straight and a narrow way. So he says, make thy way straight before my face. I need to see exactly where God would have me to walk. I need him to lead me. You need God to lead you, and you need to be praying every day, God, lead me today. That ought to be one of the foremost prayers of your heart, is that God would lead you. We all know the 23rd Psalm, Sister Kim Kaiser said this week a number of times and put it on Facebook, I think, that one of the greatest psalms to her, one of the psalms of great comfort to her, is that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And two of the expressions in that 23rd Psalm, one of them is, he leadeth me. You see what the psalmist is saying? In Psalm 5, verse 8, he says, lead me, O Lord. What does he say in Psalm 23? He leadeth me. You see, here's a man that was crying out to God, lead me. And what did God do? God led him. He says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leadeth me beside the still waters. And then in the next verse he says, he leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. What did he pray for? For God to lead him. What does he then declare in Psalm 23? The Lord is my shepherd. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Does God lead you? I know he sometimes leads all of us, but the question is, are you every day recognizing in all your ways, are you acknowledging him? Because if you are, then he will direct your paths. He's promised that. Go to Psalm 25, if you will, just a moment. In Psalm 25, notice verse 5, the word of God there says, lead me. See, now, in Psalm 5 and verse 8, he said, lead me, O Lord. What does he say in Psalm 23? He leadeth me. What does he come back in Psalm 25? You see, sometimes we ask God to lead us, and he does lead us, but then we forget to go back and keep on praying, lead me. Because once God has led you a ways, you begin to feel pretty confident that God's there, but you begin to stop asking God to lead you. So what does David do? He says in Psalm 5:8, he says, lead me, O Lord, make thy ways straight before my face. Then in Psalm 23, he says, God is leading me, God has led me, the Lord is my shepherd. Then in Psalm 25, verse 5, again, he's crying unto God, saying, lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. You know, sometimes we want God to lead us, but we don't want to wait on the Lord. That's one of the biggest problems we have. Our instant everything society, our immediate gratification, just wanting something right now, is a major problem that we have that we need to work on. In every area of our lives, so many times people that get married, they want to start off with a big home, and they want to start off with all kinds of things. Listen, brethren, it does you good to struggle when you first get married. It does you good to struggle from time to time in your life. It'll cause you to pray more when you don't have much. So you need to pray, Lord, lead me in the right way. Help me to be wise in all the decisions that I make in my life. I need you to lead me. Brother Richard, in his prayer earlier, was praying for God to lead all the young people who are here, to lead them to the companion of God's choosing. Lead them to the right spouse. Brethren, that's a prayer that every young person ought to be praying, and it's a prayer that every parent ought to be praying. Brother Joshua, you and Sister Macy, though you just found out you're with child, right now you need to be praying. And all during that child's life, you need to be praying. My parents prayed repeatedly for God to give me a godly companion. I think the main reason that I ended up with Teresa was because of the prayers of my parents and the grace and mercy of God. Lead me, Lord. Lead me. Guide me. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah. Lead me in the right path. Make your path straight before me. After he says in Psalm 25:5, come down to Psalm 25:9. Psalm 25 and verse 9, the word of God says, the meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. So what's David said? He started out in Psalm 5 and verse 8. Psalm 5 and verse 8, he said, lead me, O Lord, make thy ways straight before my face. And now here he is in Psalm 25:9, and he says, the meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. So David is saying, don't just ask God, don't just pray, Lord, lead me. But he's saying, now, if you're meek, God will guide you. If you're meek, the meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. Look at Psalm 27, verse 11. This will be the last one we look at, maybe one more in Psalms, but the book of Psalms is just full. If you want to study about a man that was led by the Spirit of God, that followed the leadership of the Spirit of God, a man that God said, this is a man after my own heart, save only in the matter of Uriah the Hittite. David was a man that sought the leadership of God. He knew he needed help. In Psalm 27, verse 11, the Word of God says, teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. What's David just doing? Page after page, psalm after psalm, what's he crying out to? Lord, lead me. That needs to be a prayer of all of our hearts every day. Lord, lead me. Help me to know what to do. Help me to know what to say. Help me to know how to live. Now, there are a lot of different ways that God leads us. One of the ways, one of the main ways that God leads us is with His Holy Word. His Word. Listen, let me tell you something, brethren. A lot of people say that God's Word is a roadmap so you can get to heaven when you die. No, no, no. God's Word is not a roadmap to get you to heaven when you die. The Bible, the written Word, is not a Bible, is not the Word that gets you to heaven when you die. It's the living Word, Jesus Christ, that gets you to heaven when you die. Amen. But the written Word, the Bible, will bless you to enter the kingdom of heaven while you live here in this world, if, capital I-F, if you follow the map that He's given you to walk in, if you follow the way, that's what He's done. God's given us a book. When I'm traveling, I love to, when I was going up to Loganville and Emory and different places in the past couple of weeks, I don't like to go into Atlanta. I get nervous. Sometimes I bring some of them down here to the swamp. I said, I'll take you in the swamp, but I'd rather be in the swamp any day than up there in that Atlanta traffic. The traffic doesn't make them nervous. The swamp makes them nervous. That traffic makes me nervous. And I get lost up there if I don't have a very, very good map. And even in coming home from Loganville the other day, Bob Kaiser, Rob's dad, often when I'm in the Atlanta area, whether I'm going to see them or not, I'll call Bob and I'll say, Bob, I need your help. I'm going up 75. Do I need to take 675 or do I need to take 285 or which route do I need to go to this particular point? He'll say, this time of day you need to take 675, or he'll say, this time of day you need to take 75. And then I'll say, well, I missed 675. I'll call him back. I missed 675. Now what do I do? Take 285. You follow me? I've got a map. I've got a GPS. But I still sometimes get lost. And so I have a friend that I can call when I get lost and say, help, I need your help. I did that coming home the other day. He drew me a map exactly how, he said, just go back the same way you came. Well, that sounds good, except you can't remember backwards always when you get old. So I had to call him. I'd get to one intersection, major intersection. I'd think I ought to go one way. Call him up. Which way do I need to go here? One time I missed my road and I thought, this doesn't look right. I called him. He said, no, you need to turn around. Go back to where you missed the road. Have you ever missed the road? You ever missed a turn? You ever gone in the wrong direction? Have you ever been lost? You know what makes you get lost? It's because you're not habitually, every day, walking the paths you need to walk. The reason Bob knows them all so well is because he's gone back and forth over all those roads time and time again. And the children of God that have been used to walking in the light of God's Word, they've been following the Word, they've been looking at the map every day, and they've been walking in those paths of righteousness every day. When you get lost, call them up. I need help. I'm lost. You get lost? I get lost. Call on help. First of all and above everything else, call on the name of the Lord. But sometimes you still just can't find the right path, and so you need to call on someone. I had a stranger yesterday that was asking me something about the Bible, and the dear sister was just lost. She didn't understand what God's Word taught, and so we just had a real good little Bible study right there. She had a computer, a handheld computer. She had a little Bible on her phone, and she could sit there and she'd say, "Well, I thought that was in," she said something that wasn't in the Bible, and said the Bible said it. I said, "No, ma'am, the Bible doesn't say that." So she, "Oh, yes, it does." So she pulls out a little Bible. She says, "Well, I thought it did." Do you need somebody to guide you and help you? There's not a person in this building. I need help. You need help. You can get on the wrong track and be going in the wrong direction. You can be on the right highway, but going in the wrong direction. That happened to me and Teresa one night in the middle of the night. We got on We're supposed to be on U.S. 19. Well, we were on U.S. 19, but we started seeing towns we had already seen. We were going in the wrong direction. Oh, brethren, we need to cry out every day, "Lord, lead me, O Lord. Lead me, guide me, help me, show me the way. Teach me in your word. Help me to study the map. Help me to look at your word." Don't wait until you're in trouble and then start trying to find something. You need to read the Word of God every day so that you know what the map says. You need to know the Word of God. You need to be able to tell others the right way. Others that call you, you need to be able to give them the answers that they need. The Bible says that you're to always be ready to give an answer. Well, you can't do that if you don't know the map. You've got to study the Word to be able to give the right answer that's really what God would have them to do. Psalm 32, listen please to read verse 8. Psalm 32, verse 8, God says, "I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye." Isn't that wonderful? I will guide thee. Now, does God always guide us in everything we're doing? No. Who does he guide? He guides the meek. Somebody said the meek, that's who he specifically said that he guides in Psalm 25, verse 9. He said, "The meek will he guide." Now, brethren, if you're not seeking God's guidance, he's not always going to guide you. There have been times, listen carefully, there have been times in my life that I was not seeking God's way, and God led me anyway. That's the amazing grace of God. That God will sometimes guide us and protect us and keep us as we're going down a path of destruction. Sometimes God will just put up a roadblock and stop you from destroying your life. But we need to be praying, "God, guide me. Don't let me run into those brick walls so much. Don't put those brick walls that just all but destroy me. Help me, Lord, to just slow down. Help me to wait on the Lord. Help me to pray, Lord, lead me. Lead me. Lead me safely on in the narrow way." So many songs that talk about the Lord leading us. Go with me to Psalm 48. This will be the last one we look at in Psalms for the sake of time. But go home and read the book of Psalms. It's full of David saying, "Lead me, lead me, lead me." And then what does he say after he is praying, "Lead me"? He says, "He led me, he led me, he leadeth me." In Psalm 48, listen please to verse 14. The Word of God says in Psalm 48, verse 14, "For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death." Did you know God's going to guide you if you'll follow him, if in all your ways acknowledge him, if in all your ways you are acknowledging him, he will be your guide all the way, even unto death he'll guide you. Now, go with me to Isaiah chapter 48. Sometimes God's people do not follow God. Do you know anybody? Have you got a friend? Used to, when I was in director of adult education, I would have people come to me for counseling, and they wouldn't say they had done something wrong. They'd say, I have a friend that, and they would tell me, you know, this little fictitious friend. Well, do you have a friend that doesn't always follow God? Have you got a friend that doesn't always follow God? Well, here's what God says to you and your friend that don't always follow God. Isaiah 48, verses 17 and 18. Isaiah 48, verses 17 and 18. Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. What does God do? He teaches us. What does he do? He leads us. And then verse 18, he says, oh, that thou hadst hearkened to my commandments, then had thy peace been as a river and thy righteousness as the waves of the sea. What's God saying in verse 18? He says, if you had followed my will, if you had followed my word, if you had followed my way, you would have had peace like a river. Peace like a river. That's what comes. Doesn't mean you're not going to have troubles, but in the midst of all of those troubles, you'll have peace like a river. Now, the people of God here in this particular passage of Scripture, God saying, oh, that thou hadst hearkened to me. Oh, that you had listened to me. Oh, that you had followed me. Oh, that you had followed my leadership, but you didn't. But if you had, you would have had peace like a river. Instead of having peace like a river, the people of God here suffered under the fiery judgments of God. Go with me to the New Testament, if you will, very quickly. Turn to Romans chapter 2. No, God leads us in so many different ways, not only while we're making decisions, but even when we have gone in the wrong direction, sometimes God will lead us right back. You know how that prodigal son, do you know how the prodigal son got back to his father's house? God intervened in his life, turned him around. He came to himself, and he looked again, and he went back to his father's house. And so Romans chapter 2. Listen to Romans chapter 2 and verse 4. Romans chapter 2, verse 4. The Word of God here is telling us about how it is that you repent. Is there anybody here that has repented? Hold up your hand if you've repented. I repent quite often in my life. Over and over I have to repent. Sometimes it's things I say that I ought not to say. Sometimes it's things I ought to say that I don't say. Sometimes it's things I do that I ought not to do. Sometimes it's things that I am not doing that I ought to be doing. But I have to repent. I have to repent and repent and repent. And do you know who it is that leads me to repent? It's not just that I decide I'm going to repent. It wasn't just the prodigal son decided he was going to go back home. It wasn't just that he came to himself. It was God. What was God doing? God was leading him. Even when you get on the wrong path, God will speak to your heart and he'll lead you to repentance. Romans chapter 2 and verse 4, the Word of God says, or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? Do you know that you have never truly repented except God led you to repentance? Now, let me also say this. There are a lot of times God has led you to repent that you did not repent. God leads you, but you don't always follow him. The Spirit of God, when Jesus was about to leave this earth in John 16, verse 13, he said, I'm going to send you the Comforter. I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit, and he's going to guide you into all truth. That's John 16, 13, I believe. That the Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. Do you know how you know the truth of God's Word? Do you know how you learned anything that you know? You know how you came to know it? The Holy Spirit guided you into that truth. We need to be praising God for God leading us. Now, I've mentioned already that he leads us by his Spirit and he leads us by his Word. Let me say something else. Did you know parents lead their children? I want to say to every parent here and every grandparent here, you are leading your children. You're either leading them in a way that they're going to walk contrary to God's Word, or you're leading them in a way that's going to bring great peace to their lives. But you are leading your family. Every one of us, we're leading people. You know who God gave those parents? You know who God caused them to be those parents? God's the one that blessed them to be parents. And God gave you those children. And you have to give account to God for how you lead your children. God also gives pastors to lead people. You remember when the Ethiopian eunuch had been up to Jerusalem to worship? And we'll close right here. Just listen carefully in closing. When he was coming back home, he stopped his chariot. Have you ever seen people stop beside the road to read the Bible? I've known one man. He was a state patrolman, was a member of the church here. And often when he would sit beside the road, he'd turn on his radar and then he'd sit there and read his Bible. And one time I was on my way to teach a Bible study up in Osceola, and I went by him. He was in kind of a hidden place. I wish he had been in a more conspicuous place, but he was kind of hidden beside the road. And I went zoom right by him, and I decided the best thing for me to do is turn around real quick and go back and talk to him. So I did. I turned around. He was still reading his Bible. He said, "You weren't going over 10 miles over the speed limit or I would have come, and I would have given you a ticket." He was my friend. But he would have given his mama a ticket, I believe. And he was sitting there reading the Word of God. And you know what he said when I got to the car? He said, "Come in and sit down, Brother Billy. I've got some questions I need to ask you about." You know what that Ethiopian eunuch did? God sent Philip all the way to where he was sitting in his chariot, right out there in the wilderness. God sent Philip to him. And Philip, as the Ethiopian eunuch was reading from Isaiah 53, and he began to ask Philip some questions. Philip asked him, he says, Understandest thou what thou readest? Do you remember what the eunuch said? He said, "How can I except some man guide me?" Does God guide you personally? Yes, he does. And let me say this. Those of you that think God led you to do something that's contrary to his word, that's not the God of heaven and earth. God will never lead you to do anything contrary to what his word says. The Spirit of God never leads you. You better try the spirits. And you need to get close to somebody that knows what the word of God says so that you can call them up and say, "Help me understand what I need to do." May God help us all to pray every day. Lead me. Lead me. Lead me, O Lord, because without your help, I'll go off a cliff. Without your help, I'm going to stay lost. Without your help, I'm never going to find that peace like a river. May God help us to seek the Lord, to call upon the Lord, for him to lead us, is my prayer for Christ's sake.